time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here at the PT Piano. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, friend.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating, although in this case, two folks on the phone, Bill Wise and Tony Kazik from Columbia, Missouri. Bill, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, and Tony, great to have you.
Great to be here, Fred.
Bill and Tony, what's your musical background? Actually, Tony, let's start with you.
Well, I grew up singing some, mm-hmm. and then my voice changed, and I was shifted into wind instruments, mm-hmm. and I played bassoon through high school, and then, of course, I went to college, and I stopped playing.
wait, of course you went to college and you stopped playing? What
well,
do you mean?
Because I, you know, was studying, and I had to get through college, and then, about 10 years ago, I studied piano for a while, and then I changed jobs, and I had to get tenure, so I stopped practicing. So now I started singing again and hoping to find some more time to practice.
So you've come full circle from singing to bassoon to piano back to singing.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. And Bill, how about you?
I did start singing, too. I was inducted into the choir when I was at grammar school and then got interested in fine art music, I'll call it, when I was in high school. Listened to a lot of Beethoven then and started buying lots of records and things like that. Since then, I've been going to music workshops and taking classes at the university here in music theory.
You said you were listening to a lot of Beethoven in high school, so that made you the coolest kid in school.
It was funny. I won't elaborate on the situation, but it had to do with the fact that I was in the radio club.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay. I understand perfectly. Well, Bill Wise and Tony Kazik, Bruce Adolph is about to play a piano puzzler for you. Your job, of course, as a team, to agree on a tune that's hidden in here, the name of a tune, and also a composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Are you all set?
All set.
Okay, Bill and Tony, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Really wow. Short one.
What was that, about 18 seconds long?
It's
or so?
A little one, yeah.
I'd say it sounds like Bartok.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Well, they're a great team.
All right, we're all done here.
You're right. Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and it sounds like Bartok. That's both completely correct.
Now, Bill, what made you think Bartok so quickly? Béla Bartok, the great Hungarian composer.
I've listened to his piano concerto quite often, and there seem to be aspects of that in this piece.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bruce, what was Bartokian about what you did from your point of view?
Well, quite a few things. One is the Bulgarian rhythm of this, even though he was Hungarian, which is the da-da-da-di-da-da-da-di, you know, five groups of fives, twos and threes. And also there are the very consonant harmonies that pass by in a dissonant way.
Yeah.
And then some of these clustery things.
That reminded me of the piano concerto.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And if I hadn't heard the harmonies, my initial impulse in hearing the repetition was, oh, it's Philip Glass, but it wasn't.
You know, I wonder if somewhere in the world there's a baseball team we could get to play this during the seventh inning stretch.
Oh, I don't know much about baseball, but it seems to me this would be ideal.
Okay, now we know. Bill and Tony, you got it. It's Take Me Out to the Ball Game in the style of Béla Bartok. Bruce, can we hear this one more time?
Sure.
Now that I hear it the second time, it's even better. Yeah, so the little bit of practicing I've done in the last few years has been on the Microcosmos.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's perfect, because the Microcosmos book 6, especially, is just like this.
Yeah.
Microcosmos, a set of piano pieces that Béla Bartok wrote for students at the piano. Yeah.
Yeah, he started them writing for his son, that's right. Mm-hmm. And his son never played them, though, but still.
Well, Bill and Tony, for playing the piano puzzler this week, we'll send you a recording of a classic piano puzzler and an autographed copy of the music to that classic puzzler, signed by Bruce Adolph himself.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
I don't know. Do we have to send you two because there are two of you?
Oh, no.
Usually we share pretty well.
Okay. Bill and Tony, what's your public radio station?
KBIA.
KBIA. Bill Wise and Tony Kasich from Columbia, Missouri. Thanks for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, glad to have you. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, friend.